Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise God for being here. Welcome to the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle. Welcome to the show in Jesus' name right here on Blog Talk Radio, right here on the Spirit Alive Network. Amen. In Jesus' name. If you are listening to my voice right now, you are blessed. You're not blessed because you're hearing me. But you're blessed because if you're hearing me right now, you are in the land of the living. Amen. And that is a reason to give God praise on today. I want to thank God. This is Resurrection Weekend. Amen. This is Resurrection Weekend. Amen. And I thank God for him living, him being born, him living, him dying, and him being resurrected, amen, on the third day. Hallelujah. I thank God. And he didn't just resurrect himself. He resurrected with all power in his hands, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, hallelujah, I thank God for today's topic on today. Amen. It is a very, very powerful topic, amen. And I want to talk about this on today because, like I said, it is Resurrection Weekend, and I don't say Easter weekend. There's a reason why I don't say Easter weekend, but because it's not about the Easter eggs and the Easter bunnies and Peter Cottontail in the nice long dresses and the nice, you know, colorful suits and all that stuff. It's not about that. This is about Jesus. Amen. And him giving his life for us. Amen. And not only giving his life for us, but resurrecting himself with all power, both in heaven and in earth. Amen. And having that power, hallelujah, having the power enough to give his life, hallelujah, for us in Jesus' name. So today we're going to be talking about the one thing that saved us, the power of the thing that saved us. It was the blood of Jesus that saved us. Hallelujah. He shed his blood. Without the shedding of blood, the Bible says there is no remission of sins. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there is power in the blood. Hallelujah. There is power in the shed blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want to start off with this because do we really understand what the meaning of the blood of Jesus is? If we look in the Word of God, we see that the power of the blood of Jesus is very, very powerful. Amen. It is a powerful, powerful weapon. It is powerful than any weapon that we have on earth. It's powerful than any gun. It's powerful than any atomic missile. Amen. I was riding around yesterday, and I took a lift somewhere, and I was actually on my way to work yesterday, and I took that lift to work, and as my lift driver was leaving out and we got in there in the street, we were riding down 71st, getting ready to make that turn on Michigan Road on 71st, and this car came out of nowhere, And I immediately said, the blood of Jesus. And that car came in inches away from hitting this woman's car with me in it. And I thank God for the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that same blood that was shed on Calvary, it still has enough power. And it is not even enough. It has more power now than it did then. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, it protects us. It makes us whole. It not only saved us, but it protects us. It shields us. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, keeps us where we need to be. But we got to learn how to use the blood. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Exodus, and I'm going to read that in your hearing. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 12, Jesus said in this verse, in this chapter, in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, and he said, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be unto you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Amen. What is that telling us? Now we know that the Lord gave a command to Moses for them to put the blood over the doorpost. So we know that during this time, this was not the blood of Jesus, but it was symbolic of the blood of Jesus. This was symbolic of the blood of Jesus, and this is telling us to apply the blood of Jesus in every situation. Put the blood over your house. Put the blood over your children. Put the blood over yourself, because it has enough power to deliver and set free. This is why Jesus died. He took every excuse. Every problem that we have, he took it to the cross so that we might be able to use the blood over it. See, that's why I remember a couple of months ago, I did a show on here and on my podcast, and it was entitled, "It's a Fixed Fight." The reason why we can say our problems and our issues that we go through in life are fixed, because God already took that issue and that problem to the cross. And when he shed his blood, he gave us power to use the blood that he shed over that problem. Come on, somebody. You're not understanding. Maybe you didn't catch that. Your problem that you are going through, if you are going through a problem, you have nothing to worry about. Why? Because the blood of Jesus had already been established. When he shed his blood, he took that problem to the cross with him. Amen. He said, that's why the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. Amen. The stripes that Jesus took, the beating that Jesus took, when he was pierced in his side, when he was nailed to the cross, and I'm not talking about when Jesus was nailed to the cross, and when he was beaten on and everything, no bones in him were broken. Amen. That's how powerful God is. That's how powerful the Lord is. In his hands, they put spikes through his hands. Come on, I want you to see this. He did this just for us. He did this just for you. And like my former pastor used to say, if you were the only person on the face of the earth, he would have done it just for you. He took the 40 lashes across his body. He took the cat of nine tails. Hallelujah. He took the cat of nine tails. If you don't know what a cat of nine tails is, it is like a whip, but it has nine long straps on it. It has a handle with nine long straps on it. And on those straps has it has like different things to cut the human body, glass, all of that stuff. And at the end of those straps are hooks. And I don't mean little bitty hooks. I mean them big hooks. And if you ever, I know there's a little story about Peter Pan and Captain Hook. You know, if you ever seen that as a child, Captain Hook, he had a hook on one of his hands. He didn't have a hand, so he had a hook. It's like that hook. The cat of nine tails had those type of hooks on at the end of it. And when a person was beaten with that, with the cat of nine tails, it wouldn't just hit the human body. It wouldn't just make little pricks in the human body. It would, those hooks would go into a person's flesh and rip out flesh and tissue. I mean, tear it out. And that's what Jesus went through. And when he went to the cross, he went to the cross, hallelujah, he was beaten beyond recognition. And about the only description that we have in today's society, the only visual that is close to what Jesus went through, and that's not even close, but the closest that we can see is if you've ever seen the movie The Passion of the Christ. Now, that was a very graphic movie. That was a very, very graphic movie. And that's about as close, and that's my own personal opinion, but I think that's about as close as we can get to see, just to visually see what Jesus went through. Amen? But just seeing that was enough. But seeing that he was beaten beyond recognition, he was spit on, his beard was plucked out of his face, they put a crown of thorns on his head. Now, you might say, well, see, me as a child, I remember my great-grandmother, in the front of her house, she used to have a rose bush. And in her rose bush, on those bushes, it used to have little bitty thorns on it. And one day, I was sitting at the end of her steps. I was sitting at the top of her steps and on the edge of them. And next to the steps was the rose bush. And I was playing with the flowers. I was playing with the rose bush. And my grandmother told me, she said, Adam, don't play within the rose bush. You're gonna hurt yourself. Stop playing with the rose bush. And I said, yes, okay, Grandma. And as soon as she turned away, I started playing with the rose bush again. And then when she saw me playing, Adam, don't play with the rose bush, baby. You're gonna end up hurting yourself. And I said, okay, Grandma. And then that rose bush looked so good to me. And I started playing with it again, and I fell in the rose bush. And I was hurt. I was screaming because I was getting pricked by the thorns in that rose bush. But that is nothing compared to what Jesus went through. Jesus had thorns not just placed on his head, but grounded into his skull, where blood came out of his head. Imagine. Now you might say, well, Jesus loved us enough to go through that. Now, let me tell you something. Let me give you this here. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he didn't want to die. His flesh, the fleshly side of him, did not want to die. He knew the agony. He knew the torture that he would have to go through. Well, you might say, oh, no, that's not true. He wanted to die. He wanted to die to protect him. No, his fleshly side did not want to die. How do we know? Because he said, if it be thy will, let this cup, what, pass from me. He was talking about going through the death. He was talking about everything that he had to go through. Let this cup pass. I don't want that. But the Spirit of God, he said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But he said,
Not thy will, but your will be done. Not thy will, but your will be done. He knew what he came to earth to do. He came to earth to die for the sins of mankind. He came to die for the problems of mankind. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. He is the reason why we live. That's why when he went to the cross and died for us and he shed his blood and we can use the blood, that's why he said the power lies in him. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. Truth and life lie in him. Truth and life lies in him. That's why we can't do nothing without him. We live in life because he died. I had a person on my Facebook, one of my Facebook friends, a while ago, a couple years ago, they had a post for their for Resurrection Weekend one year. And they said, Jesus' death certificate became our birth certificate. And then it stuck with me. That stuck with me for years. And that's true. That's the God-honest truth. His death certificate became our birth certificate. We now have right to the tree of life because of his death, burial, and resurrection. He came that we might have life. He came that we might have power over the enemy, that we might have power over our flesh, that we might have power over the things that the enemy might bring to us. And that power lies in the blood of the Lamb. That power lies in the blood of the Lamb. There is nothing, and that's why there's nothing that takes God unaware. You can't take God unaware. Nothing can take God unaware. He knew that sin was going to keep us. If we had stayed, if the Lord had never died, which he was going to die, but if he had never died, he knew the fact that if he had not went to the cross, we would be stuck in our sins and we were meant for a devil's hell. We couldn't even get back to him because of sin in our life. But he made sure that we had rights. You know how people around the world say, I got rights to do this, I got rights to do that. Well, we didn't have a right to heaven because of Adam sinning, we didn't have rights at first. We lost our rights. We lost our rights. When Adam chose to sin, we lost our rights. But Jesus going to the cross gave us back our rights. He put our rights back in our hands. He put our spiritual rights to the tree of life back in our hands. When he was, and look at this. When the body of Jesus was even in the tomb, he was still working. Yeah. You might say, well, no, he wasn't working. Yes, he was, because he went down to hell and took the keys of hell and death from Satan. He was still working. He was still moving. Even though Satan thought that, well, Jesus is dead. Jesus is dead. There's nothing else. There's no hope for mankind anymore. The Savior that they thought they had is now dead and he's gone. Now I can do whatever I want to do, and here comes Jesus. That's why the Bible says, if you make your bed in hell, he's there. He can step right into your situation. But you got to use the blood. He can step right in the midst of the problem. There is no addiction. There is nothing that God can't step in and do, can't step in and change the situation. He can turn a situation around right when we ask him to. He can turn that situation around. Amen? Because he has the power to. And we have the same power. That's why the Bible tells us that the power, that life and that death and life lie in the power of the what? The tongue. What we speak, we got the same. If you got the Holy Ghost today, you got the same power that Jesus had. Why? Because he is that power. He's walking on the inside of you. He's living on the inside of you. And that same power, and if you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, that same resurrection power that rose Jesus from the dead is going to be the same power that's going to be used to take us out of here. That's why the Bible says, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for this resurrection weekend, because the same power that rose Jesus from the dead will be the same power where it says in the scripture that the dead shall rise first. Come on here. Hallelujah. The ones who died in Christ, hallelujah, the same power that resurrected Jesus, they'll be able to get up out that grave. Oh, no. And don't fear the ones that are still alive. Don't you fear. Don't you fear. Because we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. We're going to be caught up with them. Thank you, Jesus. The same power that will be able to raise your family member that's died in Christ is going to be the same power that takes you off this earth. Hallelujah. We're going to get a new body there. Come on, somebody. The reason why we're able to do the things that we do is because of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has never lost the patient. The blood of Jesus has never lost the case. Hallelujah. You wondering why? Hallelujah. I was in an accident. I was in a car. I've been in a couple car accidents in my life, and only one of them I say I was the beneficiary of causing it. And I ain't injured nobody else. Amen. Thank God. But out of all of the car accidents that I've been in, not one time. I wouldn't be talking to you now without the blood of Jesus. I wouldn't be talking to you. When I went through my heart issue, the doctor told me I was supposed to have dropped dead there at my high school that I was going to. Heart started racing at 240 beats a minute, and I was going to one of my classes, and as I was going up the stairs to go to my class, I felt my heart racing out of control. And I said, Lord, just let me make it to the top of the stairs, because I didn't want to fall on the stairs. And if you've ever been to Ben Davis High School here in Indianapolis, you know what I'm talking about. You know them steps. Them steps are steep. And I didn't want to fall forward nor backwards, especially backwards. But I said, Lord, just let me make it to the top of the stairs. And I said, when I make it to the top of the stairs, don't let nothing happen to me. Because I felt myself about to pass out. Because my heart was racing so bad that as soon as I hit that top stair, I went down pleading the blood of Jesus. And I believe that that's what kept me. My son passed out, but he called on me. I'm gonna protect him. There is a reason why you're going through, hallelujah, there is a reason why we go through our problems. Number one is to show us that the blood really works. The blood still works. There's a song that says the blood still works. The blood still works. when you apply the blood of Jesus, just like we read in Exodus, when you apply the blood of Jesus, there is something that's got to happen. There's something that something's got to happen. It's going to work out in your favor, but you got to use the blood. It's already fixed for you. I'm here to encourage somebody today. I'm here to encourage people today that with the blood, not the blood of goats and bullocks, not the blood of Adam Tuggle, no, no, no. Not the blood of Bishop Cook, no, no, no. Not the blood of Pastor, not the blood of First Lady, but the blood of Jesus. Hi, honorable Shetayana. The blood of Jesus. See, we could talk all day about the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We see healings throughout the Bible using the name of Jesus. When you use the name or the blood of Jesus, as long as you got the name attached to it, you can call on the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. See, there's a difference between saying the blood of a goat, the blood of a bullock. They ain't got no power. You could say the blood of this and the blood of that, but it ain't got no power. But when you say the blood of Jesus, now you might say, well, there's a bunch of people named Jesus. I know. And I know exactly, hallelujah, what people are saying. You might say, well, there's people named Jesus that have the same spelling as Jesus. What about that? Don't matter. The Lord knows what you're talking about. Let's make that clear right now. When you plead the blood of Jesus, because there's only one Jesus. There's only one true God, and his name is Jesus. I remember back in the day when I was a kid, me and my friend, one of my childhood friends, his name was Muhammad, and I've told this testimony before. And me and Muhammad, we became friends because we used to like wrestling. And so one day he was trying to witness to me, and he called himself, he was, you know, telling me what he knew, but he was a Muslim. And I have nothing against people's religion. If that's what you want to believe, that's what you want to believe. We're not here to bash anybody. But I began to tell him, I said, he came to me and said, well, the God you serve is not God. I said, well, how do you know this? He said, because Muhammad or Allah is God. And Muhammad said that Allah is God. I said, well, where's Muhammad at? He said, well, he's dead. I said, okay. I said, well, Jesus lives. I said, where's Allah at? Because he asked me, have you ever seen Jesus? I said, no, I ain't never seen Jesus. He said, have you ever seen the prophets that talked about him in the Bible? I said, no, I ain't never seen Paul. I ain't never seen Silas. I ain't never seen Moses. But I believe that they existed. And he said, he began asking, he said, well, how can you believe that Jesus is God then? How do you believe that Bible then if you've never seen him? And then I asked the question, have you ever seen Muhammad? The one that said that Allah is God. He said, no, I ain't never seen Muhammad. I said, okay, so how do you know that that's really true? I said, do you have any proof? And he said, yeah, I got proof. I got this and I got that. I said, well, guess what? I said, you talking about things that you can see on the outside. I said, I got proof. I got proof, too, that Jesus lives. He said, well, where's your proof? I said, I can feel him in my hands. I can actually feel this thing. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. I said, it's the Holy Ghost that kept me alive. I said, you know what? I said, I'll tell you what. I began to tell that young man, I said, I'll tell you this. We're going to put God to the test. And he said, what? He said, what do you mean? I said, we're going to put our gods to the test. I said, you're going to put Jesus to the test, and I'm going to put Allah to the test. And he said, well, how are we going to do that? I said, we're going to pray for something. We both going to pray for the same thing. You pray to your God, and I'm going to pray to mine. And he said, okay, all right. He said, what are we going to pray for? I said, since we kids and we ain't got no job, I said, let's pray for some money. He said, oh, okay, all right. He said, all right. And I said, let's just pray for $25. See who gets the $25 first. Whoever's God blesses them with the $25 first will believe that that's the true and living God. He said, okay. And I said, look, he brought it out. He said, well, look, we can't ask our parents for the money either after we pray. I said, okay. I said, we'll pray right now. We'll pray right now. I said, you can even go first. He began to pray, whatever. And then I said, I began to pray. But the thing that the difference between both of our prayers was, he said, and he ended his prayer, but he just ended it. He said, Allah, I want you to give me $25. That's all he said. Said, I pray that you give me $25. So he said his prayer. And I began to pray. I said, Lord, you know my need. Lord, you know my need. You know why I'm asking for this, to show your power and to show that you are God and who you say you are. And I said, in Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Jesus. I pleaded the blood of, yes, I did. I pleaded the blood of Jesus over that money. Yes, I did, before I got it. I said, the blood of Jesus. I said, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless me. Not give me, but bless me with $25, if it be thy will. If it be thy will. And I never said anything about asking my parents or anything. And that week went. I said, we got a week. I said, there's gonna be a. I said, we got a week to get this money. He said, okay. He said, I'll get my money in a week. I know I will. I'll get it before the week is over. I said, oh, okay. So the time went on, and I didn't ask my parents. I never said anything to them. My grandfather, all the way in California, called me and said, grandson, how you doing? I said, I'm fine, granddad. How you doing? He said, I have an urge to send you something. I said, huh? I said, okay. I said, what you gonna send me? He said, I'm going to send you some money, and I'm going to send you something else with that money. He sent me a card, not with the $25 in it, but with $100 in it. And he also sent me a PlayStation. And I began that before the week was over. And that weekend, when I came back to my friend on that Saturday, and it was on a Saturday, I said, Muhammad, did you get your $25? He said, He said, no, I didn't get my $25 yet. He said, I probably might get it tomorrow. I said, he said, you got yours? I said, no. I said, I got more than $25. He said, huh? He said, how much did you get? I said, I got $100 and a PlayStation. He said, what? He said, I know you didn't ask your parents for $100 in a place. I said, I sure didn't, because my parents ain't about to give me. I'm sorry, but I was being very real with him. I said, no, my parents ain't about to just give no $100 to no 9-year old kid. I'm just saying, they ain't about to just give a nine year old $100. I'm sorry, that ain't working. And give it to them in their hand? No, not my parents. They might if it's your birthday, but it wasn't my birthday. It was just a random day. No, they got bills. No, I'm sorry. No, that's not working. And a PlayStation 2? And they just 5 of us? No, I don't think so. I didn't get it from them. He said, well, where did you get it from? I said, my grandfather called me all the way from California and sent it to me. And it got here. And it was supposed to get here that next week, and it got here the week that he called me. I got it early. He shipped it early. That's how good God is. When you apply the blood of Jesus, and when you say the name of Jesus, it'll work out every time. Every situation that we go through, every situation that we are faced with, I'm here to tell you that when you apply the blood of Jesus, when you apply the name that is above every name, that's why he died for us, so that we can apply the name to every situation, so we can apply the name to every issue, so we can apply the name of Jesus to our friends' problems, to our spouse's problems, to our, come on here. Thank you, Jesus. When my children are at school, I'm not with them 24/7, but I know who a man who is. They may not understand it, but I do. I understand that I can't take care of my family without Jesus. I can't even take care of myself. Rest assured, family. I remember when my father, when I was a younger child, my father knew, hallelujah, my father knew the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. He took that to the cross. Jesus took that to the cross. That's why I said every issue that you go through, it's a fixed fight. You might feel like that the way of the world, the cares of the world are wearing you down. But guess what? You will make it. You can make it. When I was sick as a baby and my heart stopped. My heart literally stopped. And they ran out there and told my father, he's gone. My father dropped to his knees. And he pleaded the blood of Jesus. And he said, Lord, just please bring my son back. Bring my son back. In the name of Jesus. And then the doctors were trying to, you know, say I was over with, my heart started back up again. And then they rushed back out there with their chest all out and everything, and they began to tell my dad. They told him, Mr. Tucker, we got his heart started back up again, and we did this and we did that. And my father said, no, I thank you for what you've done, but it wasn't you. That was Jesus. Jesus got my son's heart started back up again. It wasn't you. Now you could do the CPR and all that stuff, but until Jesus breathes the breath of life into him, can't nothing be done. And that's the power of the blood of Jesus. That's why the Bible says, that's why we read it, where I see the blood, I will pass over thee. And the plague, hallelujah, whatever plague is plaguing your life, it will not destroy you. It shall not come nigh thy dwelling, because no problem, the issues of life can't come near the blood. If you're covered by the blood, the devil cannot harm you. The addiction cannot take you over. The addiction has to cease with the blood of Jesus. You might say, well, my family member still ain't came out of that addiction yet, and I've been pleading the blood. Keep pleading the blood. Keep pleading the blood. Keep calling on the name of Jesus. Keep praying for them. Don't pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Don't stop seeking him. Don't stop fasting. Fast in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Come on here. Read the word in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Colossians 3:17, whatsoever ye do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your conduct should be in the name. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but do everything you can in the name of Jesus, because he's got you covered when you do it. When you own your job and that man is that person's messing with you, that boss is messing with you, or that boss is getting on your nerves, don't get mad at them. Pray for them. Pray for their strength in the Lord. Pray for them. Plead the blood of Jesus. And you ain't got to plead it out loud neither. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Don't be over there getting mad at the boss and then start saying the blood of Jesus out loud. That's acting unseemly. Don't do that. You better, if you want to plead the blood of Jesus in your head. You think God can't hear you just because you say it in your head? He said he knows our thoughts. He knows our thoughts way before we think them. Amen? How you think he knows the feelings of our infirmities? How you think he knows us better than we know ourselves? Amen? But it's the blood. The blood, it is the blood of Jesus. The blood that was shed over 2,000 years ago. He stepped out of 42 generations just to save us. He stepped out. Can you imagine this holy man would go to a rugged cross for the sins of mankind, and not just the sin, but he took our problems to the cross too. He took every issue, and I'm about to go there. I said I was here to encourage, but I'm about to go there. He took every excuse. I'm only human. I'm not perfect. I can't do. No, he took that excuse to the cross. I'm sorry. He took everything to the cross. An old rugged cross. He was beaten beyond recognition for you. He took the cat of nine tails for you. He went in a, they put his body in a tomb for you. And while his body was in the tomb, he went down to hell. He went down to hell and took the keys of hell and death for you. And not only did he do that, he rose on the third day for you with all power given in his hand for you. So that the reason why he had all power given in his hands, and this is what the Lord has given me right now, when he rose with all power given in his hands, both heaven and in earth, he did it for you. You might say, why? How can you say he did it for me? Because if he didn't have the power, he wouldn't be able to move for you. And the blood would be non-void. when you plead the blood, you wouldn't be covered like you are. So when he got up out of the grave, he had all power given in his hand. Hallelujah, not power. Hallelujah. He wouldn't have the power to give you the Holy Ghost. You wouldn't be saved. That's how. That when you plead the blood of Jesus over your children, you wondering why, hallelujah, we got people going crazy in the schools. You wondering why your child didn't get hit by that stray bullet. Mm-hmm. It was because of the blood of Jesus. Yeah. You wondering why your child didn't get hit by that car. It was because of the blood of Jesus. You wondering why you didn't die in that accident. It was because of the blood of Jesus. Come on here. I remember back last year when that shooting at that FedEx here in Indianapolis took place. And I was in the midst of applying for FedEx. And I was supposed to work that night shift. Now, could have been that that I would have been coming out the night that happened. I don't know. But to me, it looked like I could have been because when I applied for that job, and they ran my application and everything, and I was qualified for it, but I didn't get the job. And I said, I was talking to my first lady, and I said, Mama, I didn't get the job. And I was so hurt by it. And then next week, I saw that on the news about that FedEx shooting. And my wife and my mom and my dad, and my mom said it to me. She said, that's the reason why you didn't get that job. Every no is not a judgment. Sometimes no can be a blessing. Sometimes God, the Lord's no's can be a blessing unto us. He blocked the very thing that could have harmed me by the blood of Jesus. And I was praying. I said, Lord, when I applied for jobs, I'm like, Lord, now I'm to the point where if I apply for a job, I'm like, Lord, if it be thy will, let it be done. I'm not going to be hurt if I get it. I'm not going to be hurt if I don't get it. Because I know that there's a blessing in it. Amen. If I don't get that new house, I know that I'm still blessed. If I don't get that new car, I know that I'm still blessed. Amen. If I don't get that big, if I don't get that big raise, if I'm being looked over on my job and I don't get that raise or I don't get that promotion, I know I'm still blessed. Why? Because you, Jesus Christ, owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, and you got something better waiting for me. I praise God for life. I praise God not just for life, but having life more abundantly. The blood of Jesus, the power of the blood. Hallelujah. The power of the blood of Jesus. My brother, one of my older brothers, he sings a song. He said, it was the blood that made the difference. It was the blood that made the difference at Calvary. It was, and it is the blood that makes the difference. It is the blood of Jesus that makes the difference whether you're going to survive or not. It is the blood of Jesus whether you're going to live or die. It is the blood of Jesus, whether or not, hallelujah, you will be set free or you will be held in captivity. It is the blood of Jesus It's all about the blood of Jesus. Today, I encourage you today that if you do not take on the name, if you have not taken on the name of Jesus by repentance and by being baptized in Jesus' name, being filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance, this weekend would be a great weekend for you to do so. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again, it is very dangerous for you to walk outside your door without the Holy Ghost. How well will it be for a person to receive the Holy Ghost and leave this world and, hallelujah, have made their calling and election sure and wake up on the other side of heaven? Wake up on the other side in heaven because you've made your calling and election sure. You've applied the blood of Jesus. You've used the blood of Jesus to receive salvation. You're under the blood. See, some people, and I'm using these last couple minutes, some people that go through problems and they say, well, Lord, they get through the problem, and they say, well, I got lucky, man. I just got by. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I guarantee you that person that thinks or says that, I guarantee you somebody was praying for you. And they wasn't just praying any kind of prayer. I can just about rest assured every single person on the face of the earth, every single person, and this is nothing, this is not Bible, this is my own personal opinion, okay? But I guarantee you it's a fact. I can guarantee you that this is a fact, that every single person has a person that is walking in holiness, that is walking in salvation in their family one way or another, that is pleading the blood of Jesus over them. And you're wondering why. Come on here. You're wondering why. You might have said, oh, I just escaped. No, you didn't just escape. It was the blood of Jesus because your mama prayed for you. Your daddy prayed for you. Your auntie prayed for you. Your uncle prayed for you. Your niece prayed for you. Your nephew prayed for you. Come on here. Your son or your daughter prayed for you. Come on here. It wasn't because of the greatness of yourself. It wasn't because you were so cunning and so wise. It wasn't because you were so righteous. But it was because of the blood of Jesus. It wasn't because you were lucky. I don't even believe in luck. What is luck? It wasn't because you wished upon a star. What? No. Stars can't do nothing for us. The stars have to bow before God just like everybody else does. Amen? I just got lucky. I just got out of it. No. 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 Man, no. Woman, no. No. But it was the blood of Jesus. Because he said he reigns over the just and the unjust. What do you mean he reigns? He said he reigns. So, and he means what he says. And we read in the book of Exodus chapter 12 that where I see the blood, it doesn't necessarily have to be. You can plead the blood over you can plead the blood of Jesus over your enemies and your enemies be protected. He said, well, I see the blood. He didn't give specifics on where you needed to put the blood. He said, well, I see the blood. I'll pass over thee. He didn't give specifics. He gave specifics to put the blood over the doorpost. He gave a specific to apply the blood, but he didn't give specifics on who the blood is applied upon, who you apply the blood of Jesus on. oh, you can't apply the blood of Jesus on him because he's a sinner. No, the Lord didn't say that. He said, well, I see the blood. I'll pass over thee. He didn't say, well, he's supposed to be or she's supposed to be a saint of God and they're not obeying me, so you can't apply the blood of Jesus over them. Nope, you can't do it. I'm not going to do it. The Lord didn't say that. He said, well, I see the blood. I will pass over thee. And the plague that smited Egypt will not come, it won't come over thee. The plagues of life, when you apply the blood of Jesus, it will not hurt you, nor harm you, nor take you out. Amen. I pray that you have been blessed by this topic on today. The power of the blood of Jesus. This is why he came. This is why he lived for 33 years. This is why he died. This is why he went to that rugged cross. This is why he was beaten. This is why he was beaten beyond recognition. But the greatest part of that is this is why he resurrected on the third day. And all power was given to him, both heaven and earth was given unto him, so that you might have right to the tree of life. Amen. I pray that you have a very, very blessed rest of your resurrection weekend. Amen. I don't say Easter weekend because that just don't sound right to me no more. Amen. But resurrection sounds very, very more better. And what better way to top this weekend off than for a person that has not received the Holy Ghost to get the Holy Ghost? And you can get it today. And I've seen people receive the Holy Ghost before they went down in Jesus' name. Amen. But he gave you right to the tree of life today. Amen. I pray that you have a very, very blessed weekend. I pray that you have a very blessed rest of your week on next week in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thank you all for listening to the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle right here on the Spirit Alive Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We thank our founder of the Spirit Alive Network. We thank our founder and our leader and our watchman on the wall for this broadcast. Amen. Bishop Sherlene Cook, amen. Thank you for allowing us to come once again to bring forth the word of God on today, on this Saturday afternoon, wherever you're listening to the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle radio show at. Amen. We praise God. And as it states in Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this is the only way to see the Lord's face in peace one day. This is the only way, hallelujah, to receive that heavenly body one day in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. And until next Saturday, God bless you and I love you and have a very blessed resurrection weekend. And as my grandmother used to say, if you don't see me again, and since we're on the radio, if you don't hear my voice again, amen, I will see you, and you will hear me in the rapture, in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you, in Jesus' name. God bless you all, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.